Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Miss Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Preguntó podcast, because truly nobody asked for this podcast whatsoever, but I'm having a blast. I hope you are too. Friends, I know you didn't ask. I know you don't care. I'm going to do the same episode-ish, just more preparation. I wasn't proud of my last upload, so this is the episode where I have more prep, I have more notes, I have actual thoughts and not yawning. So there's that. And also, side note, I did get my laptop back last week, so we're good. Everything's good to go. Not like you guys care whatsoever, but I'm having a blast. Anyways, if you're new here, hi, welcome to the mothership. Babes, you have a lot to catch up on. There's so many episodes, you are bound to find something you like, and if you don't, I know you're lying. And two, if you're returning, hi babe, how are you? I hope you had a great weekend so far. I hope that you had a great workout this week. Maybe you're feeling a little bit, you know, in the zone. You're in your work zone, your school zone, anything else going on. I hope that you got that promotion, that job. You're getting ready to go back to school, mentally adjusting, you know. Whatever the cases may be, I hope that you all are getting what you want in this life and more. However, into today's topic, you read the title. We're just going to go into it. But without further ado, we're going to get into it right now. See you on the other side. And we're back, my fellow aliens. Hi, how are we? Now, this episode, I want you to just sit back, relax maybe. This may be an existential crisis moment for all of us, and I hope that you can enjoy it with me. Together, as one unit, as one people, if that makes sense. Because this one's a doozy. This one's a... You read the title, and you're probably like, girl, I'm not ready to unpack that today. Well, guess what? You will be. You will be. You will have a lot to talk about in therapy, thanks to me. So you are welcome. Regardless, though, I like to start off every episode with inspiration I've had. I've had a lot of inspiration this week. I am learning more and more about my cycle as a 23-year-old woman. Never really knew it played such a role in my life until I got quite older. And no one taught me about it. I always say that literally almost every episode regarding my life. No one taught me it, and no one taught me the emotions I would feel every week of every month. So I am 5 days away from getting my girl, my monthly deal. And I know you're probably thinking, like, what the fuck does this have to do with anything? I'm going to get into it, okay? I am leading and segueing into that, okay? I promise you, okay? Everything I talk about has a reason, all right? Sometimes, most of the time, at least 99% of the time. And so, last week, or the week that just passed, or no, just kidding, it's Saturday, this week, technically, I was feeling very down about the state of the world, the state of where I'm at, like, career-wise, the state of, you know, applying to so many different jobs and internships and, like, getting no to every single one of them. And, like, throughout the month that's been going on, but, like, for some reason it hit way harder on me, like, this past week. I was crying, I was stressed, like, I still am, but also it's a big reflection on, and I think the bigger picture is the state of the world right now. Like, if you don't know, we are currently in a recession, officially, like, it's quite literally been announced, it's, like, official now, and it's really crazy to think about that all of us would be living this, you know, all of us together as one, you know, we're all going through it, we're all impacted in some way, and it's disheartening, it's very disheartening, and I don't know, it hit harder than usual, like, this past week. I was very overwhelmed with the state of the world, and I know that's not really a responsibility I have to carry on my own, but it is something that, it is disheartening at times. I feel like other days it's harder than others. I feel like this week it has really been a big toll on my mental health. And just thinking about how hard this is going to be for everyone, like me, you, and everyone listening, to even pull ourselves out of this, to see what we can do, how we adapt, and stuff like that. So that's one really big thing. And just overall, since I didn't upload last week, a collection of decisions I've made and reflecting on that, and what decisions I haven't made, what decisions, or like my life would look like if I made certain decisions, the what ifs of life. And also thinking about a biological clock, which that a lot of women deal with, a lot of women go through. And just overall, thinking out loud. Like, this is a episode where I want people that listen to feel like, yeah, I've been feeling like this for a really long time. I've been feeling this way too. A thinking out loud perspective on the world at this moment in time. So, as of August 13th, 2022. I want you now to listen, because this episode is about planning and expectations and how those two go hand in hand with one another. So now, I want you, right now, listening. You don't have to get up. You don't have to do anything. I just want you to close your eyes. And I want you to think about when you were maybe late high school, early college, right? You were whatever age. I was, I believe, late high school. When I graduated high school, I was 17. And I got into college right away. So I, like, through the span of ages 17 through 19, even 20, I had, or actually no, 17 through 19, I want to say, even younger, I would say for myself. You had the dream life pinned out for yourself. You wanted, remember when we all wanted to be married by 25? Yeah. Now you're probably laughing at yourself right now. So am I, all right? I'm 23. Nowhere near, anywhere, not even like 1% close to marriage or even settling at any point in time. And it's just like something that you want to reflect on for just a moment. You know, I'll let you simmer on that. You know, I'll let you think about it as I continue. But it's crazy to think that we did not see the world that we live in right now coming at all. And to have a plan for yourself, which isn't bad. I'm not saying that having a plan for yourself isn't bad. If anything, it's definitely encouraged. However, the role of expectations that come in with that is really disheartening to oneself when something doesn't go your way and you're like, well, it was part of my plan. It was part of my plan. It has to happen. And then it doesn't, you know? And that happens to all of us. I feel like that's a daily, you know, a daily experience that we all face in some capacity, whether it's daily, whether it's a career thing, you know, wherever you are in your state of life right now, wherever you are mentally, career-wise, education-wise, etc. Pre-pandemic days, I feel like planning during that was a lot easier, and planning and expectations during that time were just so simple, and they were so much easier. You know, we didn't expect gas to go up this much. We didn't expect the price of literally just existing to go up this much. Food, groceries, eating out, just like for restaurants and stuff like that, activities, you know, like we did not expect this to happen. And since it, we never saw it really coming, pre-pandemic planning was just a breeze. Like, you would just find a time to hang out with friends, and you would just find a time to go out with them, go out with your partner, whatever it was, and just have fun, live life, you know, and just do what you can in your part in society to provide for yourself and the ones you love. And now it's, thinking about it now compared to pre-pandemic days, it's just so polar opposite, you know. There are people that are struggling daily to provide for even themselves, let alone other people, other family members, other dependents in a household, you know. It's just crazy to think about. Like, we really wanted to be married. Listen, y'all, this episode is straight up just based on the downfall of planning sometimes, the negative sides of planning, and the expectations that come with planning, and when things go awry and things don't go the way you need them to and wanted them to. And then you realize that one thing can be like, you know, you wanted to be married and have kids by 25. I know we're all laughing together in this moment in time. In no way are any of us doing that anytime soon. But did we know that 3 years ago? No, we didn't. And that's okay. That's okay. That's the thing. We didn't expect this to happen. And we did not expect to even have to adapt to a pandemic, let alone viruses floating around day and night, you know. Like, literally, I swear, like, viruses are dropping like hotcakes. Like, I don't know. But regardless, it's just the expectations that we set for ourselves. It's just so hard sometimes to follow through with, or you try and then something doesn't go the way you need it to, and it's a struggle. And that's like the premise of this episode, the theme, if you will. Now, planning life with the current pandemic that's going on, the ongoing one in particular. Gotta take a deep breath for that one, y'all. It is harder, but I will say, it is harder to plan your life right now with the current pandemic going on. However, you now have a better idea of what you want in this life and what you're willing to do and put up with versus what you're not willing to do anymore. For example, everyone in the world, as someone that suffered through LA traffic pre-pandemic, listen, I have noticed the differences in traffic hours, okay? Present day, driving around like 8 a.m. sharp on the 405 southbound, listen, I'm telling you, it is so much lighter than it used to be, okay? I swear to you, okay? It's crazy. There is a difference. Yeah, it's an hour and like maybe not even 10 minutes now, but back in my day, pre-pandemic days, that shit took an hour and 30 minutes just to get even to the tip of the 101 entrance, the 101 interchange, if you will. Listen, it has made a difference. Whether you want to see it or not, I know that if you're from California and you are an avid driver like me, and you are forced to take the 405 most of the time, that's like pretty much your entire freeway system, believe me, there is a difference. And I was lucky enough to get accepted into the college I am via online, not even having to go to campus. And I didn't have to drive anywhere. I could easily learn in the comfort of my own home. Even after Zoom classes were lifted, I could easily do that. And dance, for me, I can go in person, but if I really, really, really needed to be online, I have that option. My life is strictly present day, in my house, working this job I have, but mainly being at home at most of the time. It is hard, it sucks, but I can tell you right now, as someone that has it quite nicely right now, I'm not going to complain and sit here and say it's not a privilege to say this. It is. I am very thankful for the college opportunity. I'm thankful to be even in the safe realms of my home, going out for work and making the money that I can. Meanwhile, I'm still trying to figure out my life, you know? It's still a big privilege to even say, whether we like to admit it or not, whether we want to be in better places, which we all do, it is great to at least think about where we could be. But then again, you could also be like, well, I'm still aiming for that. Why is that on? I'm going to cry. I was on a roll. Anyways, you guys, regardless, my point is that this pandemic has shown us what we can plan and do and expect a little bit more. After the first year of this pandemic, we truly learned to know what to expect. Or maybe you didn't. Maybe you thought that everything was going great, and then all of a sudden you got hit with so many different things at the same time that may have impacted you financially, emotionally, mentally, or all of the above. Can you imagine people that are still paying, or no, not paying, well, maybe, like mourning the death of a loved one and still having to pay medical bills? Do you think that's even like fundamentally easy on anyone? No. That's another level of pain and frustration, and also having to deal with that is a big expectancy from someone. That's just one example out of millions that are out there. But my point is that planning life in this current pandemic is a little bit easier since we're already 3 years into it now. We kind of have an idea of what to expect. Everybody goes out with masks. If you don't, you also expect that too. You know, you also expect people not to go out with masks. Or you go out and you see everyone maskless and you're probably the only one that's like, oh, well, I'm going to be safe and take my precautions. You never know, really. You really don't. And that's okay too. That's fine. But now you have an idea, because like early pandemic days, I'm talking like March 2020, the day, like the very much month it happened, we were inside had nowhere to go, had no idea. Not even like people in power had an idea of what to do. Truly. That's also where we were like, well, I mean, like, they could at least send them some financial aid, but they couldn't, clearly. I don't know why. They could have at least done that. That would have at least solved so many people's problems. But we saw the uprise of jobs. People not tolerating the jobs that they have to deal with on a daily basis. People quitting their jobs. People using the money they got from unemployment to start whatever business they wanted, whatever financial gains they wanted. Or people use the unemployment money for, you know, maybe investing in their personal space, maybe investing in their homes, buying a home or saving to buy a home, whatever that may look like for people. Regardless, this current pandemic has shown us, whether we like to admit what has happened, the loss of loved ones, the loss of friends, the loss of so many different things, loss of opportunities, all comes down to present day when we ask ourselves, what am I willing to not tolerate anymore? What am I willing to actually tolerate at this point in time? Is this job really for me? If not, why? Is this career for me? If not, why is it not accessible to me? Why are these jobs still making you go in person to things? Personally, I hate having to go in person for work. I don't like it. I really don't. And I know millions of other Americans right now that still go in physical places for work. Don't fuck with it. There are very few that actually like it because we got the luxury of being at work at one point, at home, in the safety of our own homes, the comfort of our own homes, and we experienced it. We got spoiled. We had it. And look, it was nice. I can't lie to you. Having school in my own little room that I'm in right now, where I record my podcast and do homework. Yeah, I can honestly say with my whole heart that sounds pretty great. Like, and I would like to keep that up, and I still will. All right? Like, I can't complain. And honestly, for my students out there, do you know how nice it is to not have to go on campus for things and just really realize that you can really just study in your own home or just be alone in your own home, doing your homework in your own space, whether you live with people or not, you make space for yourself. So many different things came from this pandemic, but a big, big, big realization is that planning and the expectations that you've built with planning your life or adapting to the life of the pandemic is asking yourself the big question that you never probably would have asked yourself in the beginning or ever at all. Like, what am I willing to put up with? Is this for me? And why don't I want this job anymore? Why is this not my career or dream anymore? You know, it's like really big, heavy questions to ask, you know? And I was talking to my friend Eric to segue into the next lovely planning topic. Planning where you invest your time and with whom. It doesn't have to just be in person. It can be via online. It can be whatever. I was talking to my friend Eric today on, Saturday today. And we were talking about how the pandemic has shown us how we should plan our days and times and spend with who and with what, you know? It's like how, actually, if you guys want to listen to an episode with me and Eric, I'm on his podcast and he's on mine, so you guys should check our episodes out. Regardless, though, total side note, but I was talking to my friend Eric today about this, and he mentioned that, you know, it's something crazy to think about, you know, like without this pandemic, we'd have not been able to plan out where our time is invested. I feel like that's a really big thing. Look, when this pandemic hit, we had nothing but time in the world. We had a lot of time to just sit with our thoughts, even if we don't like to do that. I know I don't, but sometimes you got to do it. Sometimes it's inevitable. Sometimes it's just unavoidable, and you just have to sit there and really ponder what is this going to look like? What is my life going to look like? I'm serious. Like, it's uncomfortable. It's frustrating how sometimes you really just don't want to do the unthinkable and sit with your own thoughts and think about just so many different things at once. Your life, the life of others, the people around you, the relationships you have, like every little nitty-gritty detail of your personal life. And dealing with that and thinking about that and being with your own thoughts about that is very stressful. No one's going to sit here and tell you that it's not. However, now you have an idea, or at least I hope you do, on where your time goes, who you invest time with, who you do spend time with, and why. and why you want to keep investing time in said people, in said relationships, in said careers, in said jobs, etc. Look, I'm not here to tell you that you should quit your job, but if Beyonce said it, you should. Listen, I dream of quitting my job every single day. Like, every time I'm there, I'm like, yeah, I really wish I was in here right now. Truly, like that SpongeBob, or like that Squidward button on his work uniform, I really wish I weren't here right now. Yeah, that's every time I get into the shift. I literally clock in, I'm like, and I'm for what? Why am I here? For what? Beats me. But am I still trying to figure something out? Yeah. And it sucks, because nothing has worked out for me. Knock on wood, I really want something in my favor to come to me. Lord, please, universe, please, truly. I will never ask for anything ever again if you just give me a salary job. That actually has a solid salary. And then you think where your time goes. Really. And you really think about how you may sometimes feel like you're noticing you're wasting your days on certain things. And sometimes I've cut like at least like 3 or 4 people off when the pandemic hit. I was tired of it. I realized I wasn't really, you know, I wasn't really about them anymore. And they clearly weren't about me anymore. And that's okay. We fall out of friendships and we fall out of relationships. And that's okay as well, you know. And it's really hard to realize that planning can be a good thing. Planning can be a good thing, and there's nothing wrong with having a plan for yourself. And there never was anything wrong with that. But when you look at the state of the world and your personal life and how that may correlate or not even at all yet, or you're still working on having it work out for you or correlate with the, you know, the universe right now and living in this time more than ever, it is hard to plan, but also you are much stronger, babes. You're much stronger. And segueing into our lovely big discussion or next plan-ish thing. And so, hoo-wee. Listen, planning during a recession, a sentence I never thought I would ever say. A sentence I never thought I would say. Planning during a recession. My friends, I mentioned this a few times. I have a podcast not only because I wanted to start one out of the pureness of my heart, but I started this podcast so I could also listen, kind of document myself really, and stating how I felt when I was in my early 20s. And being able to reflect and listen back to that at any point in time when I'm 45, 50, whatever age in the future, and be able to look back on the world that we're in right now and be like, huh, I really made it through, didn't I? You know? That's one reason why I have it. I'll be able to listen to my own voice, and I'll be able to listen to my own, you know, whatchamacallit, like, thoughts I had when I was in my 20s and how I will grow and how I will change and how that's all okay and completely normal. However, I was at work yesterday and I was with one of my managers and we were catching up after a while, you know, catching up on life, and we were just venting to each other about life and the current struggles of this recession and this economic crisis that we never really saw coming. No one did, you know? And all I can think to myself, and I just thought I would say it out loud, was like, it doesn't matter right now if you have, no, it doesn't even matter how hard you try right now. Like, it's still not going to be enough during this time, because this is like literally a recession. Like, you can make like 6 figures, and there are people that are making 6 figures and still can't make ends meet. That's like a big eye-opener. Do you not realize making 6 figures and still not being able to afford a basic life? I think that's astounding. Incredible. And not in a good way, like at all. And so it doesn't matter how hard you try, and doesn't mean that you should stop trying. No, absolutely not. But to put pressure and expectations and plan a certain, you know, outcome, especially during a recession, I feel like it's not the best move. You can definitely have a blueprint map of what you are working towards. No one says you shouldn't. But planning during a recession is probably the worst thing you can do for yourself, because the world is going to continuously change. And it's hard to adapt to change sometimes, especially at such a fast pace like we're living in right now. There's a new virus dropping every week, basically. Like, and the recession just continues to get worse and worse as time goes on. So it has to get bad before it gets good. And to plan life and careers and dreams and aspirations of any kind, and of all kinds, during a recession is a lot harder to do when you don't even have the finances, let alone, you know, half of the finances you're seeking to start that business, to, you know, go to that school for that certain major, or, you know, fund yourself, or anything and everything, or all of the above, you know. And that's when you realize that there's so much going on, and it's hard to keep up sometimes, and it's hard. But that doesn't mean, just because there's a recession, that doesn't mean you shouldn't try. However, to expect yourself to be at a point by a certain time, go for it. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that, but don't be surprised when it doesn't happen, or if it doesn't, because the world is unpredictable more than ever right now. Right now, I feel like, is the most unpredictable time. We already know that everything is expensive. However, though, do you know how much higher it's going to get if it does? Gas prices are going down, but at what cost, bro? It's like literally a dollar less. Like, that doesn't really make much of a difference, you know? And brings me to my final point is planning, or no, not really. Planning in the recession. Planning your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, your creative blueprint, essentially, a map of the life that you desire, a timeline, everything else in between. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have at least a ballpark of what you do want in this life. However, to put an immense amount of pressure on yourself during a recession where the world and finances and economy, essentially, is unpredictable, anything can happen. And that can be a good and a bad thing at the same time. Anything can happen, really. And to be planning and expecting a lot during a recession is probably the most dangerous thing you can do for your mental health. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but I am saying be wary of what to expect or not expect and not see coming. Just a thought, you know? Everyone's like, I want to get my life together. So do I, girl. Don't we all? That's the dream, no? That's the dream for quite literally everyone. But to plan and dream and aspire for things during a pandemic when there's shortages worldwide, there are short staff of pretty much anywhere that you go, and so much more, it's really hard to get anything done anymore. And I'm not saying we should blame anyone for that. I'm not saying that it's anyone's fault in that scenario. But what I am saying is that planning during a recession is probably not your best bet. Just get an idea and work to it. And don't be surprised if it blows up in your face, because that can happen. Not saying it should, but it can happen. And my last point for today, honestly, I know this episode is short and I'm not going to lie to y'all. I want to keep it that way. Oh, excuse me. I am hungry and I want to eat dinner right now, and I want to go lay in front of my TV and rot and just not care about the world for once. And just not think about the state of the world for once as well. Like, I'm already so numb to, like, news articles and everything, because, like, my mom, she always likes to watch the news, and I could never. I haven't watched the news in a solid long time. I read it on Twitter, read the articles, and call it a day. I just can't do it anymore. I'm overwhelmed, and I bet you all are as well. But my next segue and final segue into our last, you know, planning aspect and expectations, the most common one more than ever right now is, I want to say the dating world. I saw this video. God, the unfortunate pleasure, if you will, or the unfortunate tragedy. That's a better word. Unfortunate tragedy. Tragic as a Shakespeare play. Unfortunately, I had to go on Twitter yesterday just to see this woman. I don't know what to say. Essentially, what this woman was saying in a TikTok of all places was that feminism isn't real. Feminism is just a facade. Feminism isn't something that we should value. Feminism current day isn't the best, whatever. And the conversation pretty much was, you know, segueing into promoting, you know, the family, the nuclear family, essentially. Promoting the nuclear family, promoting older, you know, family values and older dating values and core values and stuff like that. And man, just the way she worded it, I just couldn't. I was losing brain cells. I was like, girl, no one's saying that you gotta come from a broken home, literally. And the comments in the thread were just horrendous. Listen, in a recession, might I add, did I mention we're in a recession? In a recession and a pandemic, you're really worried about planning to have children and worrying about the state of the world that doesn't want to do that, or at least not in this moment. Please let that sink in. And I think logically we all can agree that kids are expensive. Kids are really hard to maintain. They cost a lot of money. And that's only if you can until you support them financially until they're 18. And I can't even picture what it would look like to be financially supported until whatever age, after 18. And so, that was a yawn. Sorry, I was doing really well. You guys should be proud of me. Regardless though, I think that planning and the dating world don't mix. Expectations and the dating world right now do not mix. And here's why. I was talking to my lovely manager at work yesterday. Like I said, we were catching up. And we were talking about the dating pool right now. And I believe that they have a partner. So my manager, yes, definitely has a partner, and they have been together for quite some time already. And this was, I believe, before the pandemic, I want to say, a little before it happened. Oh, I was doing so well, you guys. I was doing really well. I don't know what it is. I'm like literally sitting on the most like uncomfy chair. I don't know why I'm so sleepy. But regardless, we were talking about the dating pool, and my manager has been out of the dating pool for quite some time, and they have been together. Yes, him and his partner have been together, I want to say, for a while. I'm not sure how long, actually. I really don't know, but I know for some time by now. And we were talking about how the dating pool is just terrible, and like when he was on it, when he was single, it was horrible. Like, people were just not great, like just the people he was meeting weren't great and stuff like that. And they were saying how, like, you know, either you're going to be single forever, or at least a really long time, you're going to be a step parent because a lot of people are having kids. Can you please stop doing that, guys? You're ruining the dating pool for us. I'm sorry, I said it. I don't care if that sounds rude. I don't fucking care, it's my podcast. So you'll be a step parent, you'll be single forever, or at least a long time. Or you just have to adapt with what you get and you have in your dating pool, basically. A miracle happens, and then you meet someone that's meant for you. Yo, listen. When he said all that, I was like, listen, you are not wrong. Like, you're not wrong, for sure. You might be onto something there. Oh, Lord. The dating pool is just when you expect too much, you get your heart broken, guys. I hate to tell you. Someone has to. I'm glad it's me. And that's okay. But with that being said, you guys, I conclude this lovely episode today. And I hope that you all had an amazing time. I hope that you liked this one a little bit better than my original one, because my original one was horrendous. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I sure as did, because I'm very proud I didn't yawn that much. I think maybe 3 times total, so I'm very proud of myself. I just jinxed it for myself. That was my 4th time. Anyways, regardless, I hope that you all have a wonderful rest of your weekend. I hope that you enjoy whatever is left of this weekend, because girl, your girl is hungry. Your girl wants to just lay in bed right now. Go to bed at like 9:30. I can't lie to you guys. I can't lie. So please be safe. Please take whatever precautions you feel is necessary in this time. And yeah, just please stay safe out there. Love yourselves and be easy on yourselves today. Learn to love who you are every single day and accept yourself as you are. I remember one of my teachers, I'll leave you guys with this, one of my dance teachers, she was telling me how to adapt to the body you have the day you have class or studio time or rehearsal and stuff like that. And to just see and explore what your body can do on that day versus the next day or the day before that, and so on and so forth. And to just accept where your body is every morning, every afternoon, every night, wherever you are in the dance aspect. And the same goes for all of us, you know? To just wake up, accept yourself the way you feel, the way you're, you know, dealing with life and the way you are coping with the world around you. And that's okay. Some days it feels way heavier than others. And there's nothing wrong with that either. So I leave you all with that. I hope you're all being safe and sound, staying healthy, whatever the case may be. And I will see you guys next Sunday. Bye.